All right, Tyler Bowers, Bear, Nashville. Good night for you. Whoops were tough for everybody. Again, you did a good job, rode well. Trying to catch Bogle late in the main didn't happen, but still a good ride.
Yeah, me and Bogle got this thing where we like to battle like every race, except like Seattle, I did a little bit better than him, and we had talked about it at Seattle. He's like, hey, you know that thing we do in like 12th, 13th place? Let's do it in like 5th. And I'm like, cool, let's do it, yeah. You know, Nux, and then we walk off. And then in Seattle, I did a little bit better, and I said, hey, where were you last week? And then last week in Houston, he was crushing it, and I was in the back, and I was like, oh, I didn't get the memo this week. So this week, we both kind of got the memo, and we're like plugging away together. He was in front of me at the beginning of the race, passed him, he passed me back, and then I passed him back, and then I kind of gapped him, and I think that was probably the worst thing for me is because I got alone like on an island by myself. Yep. And then Barsha went down and I had nobody to like focus on, and like 3 laps left I kind of like lost it. I started clipping some stuff and got in my own head, and then Bogle got me back, and then yeah. I kind of got him on the last like
I almost thought you crashed because you did lose a lot of time.
It was
just saying,
you know, like when it snowballs bad mentally it went bad, and it got to the point where I was like fuck it, and then regroup and then kind of come back. So I'm okay with the main, but I just got to believe in myself more and not beat myself up on the track as much.
Whoopser, like you watch Marvin, you watch Webb, Bag. I mean, these guys can't ride these things, man. And we've talked about it. You tweeted about it. We've had some tough sections. It's amazing to me that these guys, they just freeze up and they got factory suspension, factory motorcycles. You know, just take us through that a little bit and the skills you have, I guess.
This weekend they were pretty gnarly. Like even towards the end of the main, that was part of where I lost a lot of time real quick. Like at one point I rolled the first set of whoops just completely, and that's when Bogle caught me hard. So they got pretty edgy this weekend, and the set before the finish line got knocked down, and then they were edgy too. So they're difficult, but I'll give it to Marv. He sucked in the whoops before, and he's better now. I saw him 2 weeks ago at the test track, and like after Seattle, I was riding at K1 or K2, and I could see down on the KTM track, and he is hitting whoops one way and then jumping the berm, flat track in the next corner, back through the other set of whoops, turn, and dude, he all day long just smashing the whoops, and I'm like, the guy's working at it, like, you know, so you can't knock that. My tweet a few weeks ago was more so a lot of the lights guys that come in every year. You get a rookie that comes in that's surprised they have to hit whoops, and I'm like, dude, like when you're a kid, hit the whoops, like just practice them, don't roll them. And when you're at the test track, when you finally get that ride, don't go around them. You're gonna have to hit them. You're gonna get to a race, they're gonna suck at one point, just go skimming through them, you know. And on my side, I need to work on the rest of the track. I can crush the whoops, and sometimes I lose it in the corners. So they've been pretty gnarly here when they can hold up, so it's good.
I haven't looked at the lap chart, but I think you were pretty far back in the heat. You rode really well in the heat. I don't know how you blew the starter or what happened there, but nice charge in the heat.
Yeah, in the main too, I was like 22nd, like off the start. I was so far back, I was like embarrassed. I'm like, yeah, great, this is sweet. I don't know what's going on with my starts. You know, I get lucky every now and then, get up front. I've changed technique a few times, and you know, like my engine, I know is good because I can pull starts on the same bike. So that's something I really need to focus on. I do it during the week. I don't know what's going on lately. I don't know if it's mental or what. So I got to tackle my starts because it sucks being top 5 fastest guy on the day, and then you start in the back, and then you're running the speed of a lot of those guys, and there's a lot of mayhem going on, and you're caught up, and then by the time you do get up into a comfortable spot, you're smoked from dealing with the stuff in the back. So I was buried off the start in the heat race, kind of came back through, got behind JG and into a comfortable spot and made it into the main, and then same thing in the main, just buried in the pack and had to charge through. So I'm over that part.
I wrote about you this week, you and Belos, actually, in a column, and I just wrote about two guys that are making it work. You're having people bring your bike. Your Belos is out of a rental car. You guys are privateers, and you're putting it together, and it's impressive. And there's not a lot of whining or complaining. You're just kind of doing it, and you're beating a lot of guys that have better deals. So I don't know. I think it's pretty impressive. You got to be happy.
Yeah, it's impressive. But I know my stuff's good. You know, like I love my bike. I'm comfortable on it. There's a lot to be said when it's just you and one other guy trying to make it work, you know, during the week and at the races. And we got the bike where I'm comfortable, and sometimes you get to these teams and you're testing day after day, and every weekend you're riding something new and you're not comfortable, and it's surprising. You get off the track, there's 20 guys trying to gather information from you, and it's a little bit overwhelming. So doing the privateer thing is rad. It's more work, but it's rad because if you get a decent finish, you're pretty happy about it. You know, it means a lot to you, and my wife and everybody involved, it's pretty cool. Everybody's happy, and everybody, you know, there's more passion involved in it, and it's more the grassroots of racing again.
Well, I was talking about that. I wrote the column because I saw an old photo of myself in '99, and I Ferry and I were top privateers that year. Yeah. I took Nick Way to a top privateer. And you're exactly right. It's so rewarding as a mechanic and your rider. You're figuring your own things out. You're trying to get your own parts. You're making phone calls. You're sending suspension. It sucks because you'd like to be making $1 million. But, yeah. Man, is it ever a fun experience?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, like I bring plastic and parts every weekend in my gear bag. I have my old gear bag here that's just this big blown out thing that's sun faded and stuff. And people make fun of it. But I was like, there's no compartments. And I just shove stuff in it. And it's lightweight. And I can travel with a lot of stuff, and so I fly home each week for a while. Luckily, I got all the plastic here now on the East Coast, so I don't have to do it anymore. But for a while, I was putting all the graphics on at home myself till my thumb was sore, and then racing on the weekend with that, and like just trying to make it work back home. And then I fly with my suspension every week. I've got one set of suspension, race suspension, that I just back home and come back, and it's a little bit sketchy, but I bring the whole circus with me. Wife, my daughter comes every weekend, and it's like you said, it's more rewarding. And that photo was pretty rad that you posted, because that was the first year I met Timmy Ferry. I was just a little fanboy. I think I had a cast on, and I tried to get him to sign it. Maybe he didn't,
he never signs cast. That's his thing. He doesn't do it.
Okay, yeah. So that was I was thinking of it. I was going to comment on the photo of that, but I wasn't sure if he was the rider. But I remember that graphic, and I remember meeting him and just thinking Timmy Ferry's like awesome because he talked to me that day. I didn't even see him like race. Amped on this guy, And I was a Timmy Ferry fan forever after that.
Right. Yeah. No, it's just a cool time, and you'll always remember it. And fighting these guys, and I think you passed Hill in points probably tonight or close to it, and like you're going to work up closer to that and be that first guy after all of the factory riders, so that's cool.
Yeah, I don't want to be the first guy after him though. Because I've been there a lot this year, and it's to me, I'm like, am I the last fast guy, or like I'm the first like slower guy? You know what I mean? So like,
let's go last fast guy.
Yeah, I don't want to put any shit, because everybody out there is killing it. If you're in the main event, these guys are gnarly. You know what I mean? But like, it's just being the last factory guy, like, or the guy after the factory guys, or am I the first guy of the rest of the guys? So I don't know what's better, which way to look at it. But I want to be in it. You know what I mean? I know I can be in it, even if it's just a couple positions. So that's my goal.
Well, that's a positive. Brady Bowers, how was your night?
Mine was fantastic. Our starts were a little off, though. Little sad. I was doing the 30 board, if you didn't see me. And 450 podium, I was on there.
Okay.
But my night was great.
Yeah.
Couldn't be better.
Well, that's fantastic. Did you make, no slip-ups, no screw-ups, none of that?
No. And I had a boss here, so that took a little bit off my shoulders. It's been rough lately.
Normally, you run the show a little bit, right?
Yeah. I carry the team sometimes. Like, it was a great night.
Well, congratulations on your night. And congratulations on Tyler Bowers, too.
Thanks. 10th. You crushed it.